This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
35 minutes to doomsday. China, communist China, has a new missile system they unveiled at their 70th anniversary, celebrating 70 years of communism and tyranny and organ harvesting of, you know, their political opponents, their political prisoners. So they unveiled this new missile called the Dongfeng. I think it's the 41 or 71, whatever. It's their new Dongfeng missile. Now, a lot of Americans see that word and they actually pronounce it like Dongfang or Dongfeng or something. Anyway, because I speak enough Chinese to know that it's actually east wind, and feng is wind, like feng han da means like a big wind, and dong means east, like dongxi means east-west, literally. Anyway, Dongfeng is the name of this missile, and this missile can travel at over 7,000 miles per hour, and it carries 10 nuclear warheads, which means it can reach parts of the U.S. in 30 minutes, and it can reach just about anywhere in the U.S. in 35 minutes, you know, give or take a couple of minutes. So 35 minutes to doomsday, because China has now, I think, 280 nuclear warheads. Now, that's still a very small fraction of the number of nukes that the United States has, which is thousands. I don't know the exact numbers, like 4,000 or 5,000, something like that. Russia's got a similar number to the United States. But these warheads are not mounted on the same level of ballistic missile delivery technology that China now has. China is rapidly gaining in the military technology realm. They're building their own aircraft carriers now at a record pace. And they've got these very long-range, very high-speed intercontinental ballistic missiles, which, you know, how many nukes do you really need to threaten the United States? If they've got 280 nukes, I mean, that's, you know, theoretically, maybe 280 cities in the United States could be hit by their missiles, depending on how many delivery systems they have, which is not fully known. But nevertheless, they can threaten all the major U.S. cities, no question about it. Now, of course, China would be insane to launch nukes at the United States at this moment because, of course, the U.S. has, well, nuclear submarines that are cruising around the Pacific Ocean that can surface and launch, or launch just under the surface. And those submarines can take out Chinese cities. And then there are other ICBMs on land across the United States in Montana and Colorado and Utah and places like that. So, you know, China would be crazy to try to take out the United States with a nuclear attack because of course, mutually assured destruction, which is one of the few things that's actually keeping us safe from China at the moment. They got a gun pointed at us, and we have a gun pointed at them. And nobody wants to pull the trigger in those circumstances, unless you're suicidal. Nevertheless, China is rapidly gaining technology that could be used in conventional warfare or non-nuclear, non-MAD destruction. China is gaining on tech that can potentially be used to invade Taiwan, for example, or to control much of the western portion of the Pacific Ocean, everything from the Spratly Islands down to the Philippines, even Australia, including, of course, all the areas around Malaysia, Hong Kong, even the Indian Ocean, for that matter, and then north up into Japan and, you know, Korea. All of that is going to be very heavily patrolled and controlled by China in the years ahead. Now, there's one advantage for all of us, one good thing going for us, is that all of China's military technology is, well, made in China, which means it's all going to fall apart the first time they try to use it, just like everything that's made in China. So the downside of the philosophy of communism is that nobody gives a crap about quality. And you can bet that all the suppliers in China, the same crooks and con artists that are sending crap products to the United States, you know, the ones that just break the first time you use them, those are the same people that are building components for the military in China, because it's all corrupt. There's no honesty. There's no ownership of quality. There's no quality control in China, whether it's military parts or pharmaceuticals or vaccines or anything. There's no quality control. Nobody gives a crap about quality. Nobody has any honesty. It's just a bunch of kickbacks and bribes and corruption all the way up and down the political line. And that's why the manufacturers in China, when they make baby food, they put melamine powder in it that, of course, damages the kidneys and kills babies. And that's just routine in China. This is why we almost never buy anything from China, by the way. And the stuff that we do test from China almost always has toxic heavy metals in it. I'm talking about foods and supplements and, you know, superfoods, all kinds of things like that. But when China is building all these military components, you can bet they're going to fail at a very high rate. So yeah, China can have a parade, a 70-year anniversary parade, and they can show themselves being superior with all this technology as it's gently rolling down a perfect pavement parade path. But you put that stuff in the middle of a war, that's a different ballgame, folks. Totally different ballgame. Because the Chinese, they can't build stuff like the Japanese. Japanese take pride in their work, by the way. Japanese culture is a culture of honor and quality workmanship. And that's why Japanese in World War II, even then, many of their airplanes, the Zeros, and many other things that the Japanese built were technologically way ahead of the Americans at the time. They were more maneuverable. They were lighter. They were more resilient, even though they didn't have bulletproof fuel tanks because that was too heavy. But the Japanese Zeros could outmaneuver any of the American airplanes, the Wildcats and everything else at the time. Although they couldn't take as much of a beating as the American airplanes because Americans built things tougher. But anyway, the Japanese, since then, you know, they've become some of the best in the world at engineering all kinds of things. From electronics to, you know, science and technology, satellite systems, communications equipment, medical devices, things like that. The Japanese take pride in their work. That's all I'm trying to say. And by the way, the Japanese protect their culture. They don't let people just walk in. They don't have illegal immigrants walking into Japan and taking over the culture. Japan protects its culture. Japan basically has a giant wall around its island that says you can't come in unless we want you to come in. And they basically don't want you to come in. And that's how they protect their culture. But China is, of course, all anti-Christian. They're communists. Nobody has any ownership of anything. Everything's controlled by a dictator. And all the people are slaves to that. So there's no quality in the workmanship. Everything is illusion. Everything is theater. So I have a feeling that a lot of these nuclear weapons that they say can hit the United States in 35 minutes, in reality, a lot of them are going to drop into the ocean. They're going to fail. They're going to have problems because, again, there's no quality in a communist society. Just look at all the products that came out of the old Soviet Union. If you wanted to buy crap radios and crap cars and just horribly bad furniture, buy something in from the 1980s Soviet Union. It was all crap. And even to this day, a lot of former Soviet republics still don't quite have competition figured out. And that's why a lot of their products continue to be total crap. But the bottom line is China is still making huge gains in terms of economics and productivity and factories and all of that. Even if their quality is horrible, even if they have a 50% failure rate of their components, which is possible, they're still going to eventually outbuild everybody else in the world unless something changes quite dramatically, such as an economic collapse in China or a new popular uprising / revolution in China, both of which are quite possible, or an ecological collapse in China due to the mass pollution stemming from their industrial factories and so on. But China will dominate the world if current trends continue. And communism has already infiltrated much of the United States, including the U.S. Congress, Hollywood, universities, you know, educational institutions, and much more. So China is a very real danger to our world. Communism is a danger, and we must focus on defeating communism. That is the only way that humanity can ever be free. Frankly, that's the only way humanity can ever live in a sustainable way on our planet is to defeat communism. So let's focus on that, which means defeating China. Communism is evil. China is evil. And they are going to threaten the world with advanced nuclear technology. Thanks to people like Bill Clinton, by the way, who gave him a bunch of tech back in the 1990s. And Barack Obama handing more secrets to the Chinese during his administration. This is just the way that these people operate because they're pure evil. But stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com. Visit my online store for clean products that are not sourced from China, by the way. You'll notice a little logo on many of our products that says China free. It means it's not from China. Because almost everything we test from China is contaminated. So we really try to avoid things from China. There's a couple things like goji berries that can, from time to time, be sourced from China if you conduct the proper lab testing and do all the ICP-MS, you know, lead and cadmium testing and all that. You can get some clean stuff from the higher elevation areas of China, but you can't get clean stuff from the lowlands in China because the irrigation water is all polluted with toxic heavy metals. So keep all this in mind. This is stuff that's important for you to know. And by the way, low-level lead exposure kills 412,000 Americans a year right now, according to a study published in The Lancet. So just low-level exposure to lead can kill you, mostly through heart disease. So keep all that in mind. But anyway, go to healthrangerstore.com if you want clean food, lab-tested food, anti-communism food, frankly. We support America, and a lot of our materials are sourced from America, a lot, like our medicinal mushrooms and things like that, all grown in America. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at HealthRangerStore.com.